Hi, it's Ken, Colleen, and Kurt, and it's Ken, Colleen, and Kurt's What Will Kurt Do Wednesday? What Were We Thinking?
Found exclusively on the Ken, Colleen, and Kurt podcast.
Very early on in the Ken, Colleen, and Kurt show, before it was actually the Ken, Colleen, and Kurt show, it was just Ken and Colleen at that time, we did this very popular segment called What Will Kurt Do Wednesday?
I remember that.
It was Kurt's introduction to the show for the most part. Mm-hmm. It was a weekly stunt we did with Kurt. So on this podcast, we're going to go back through each of the episodes, and we're going to give you a behind-the-scenes look at what we were thinking, what was really going on behind the scenes, plus play back some of the best clips from mm-hmm. What Will Kurt Do Wednesday.
Because what you heard on the air, you didn't always get to hear what we were talking about off air in between, where Ken and Colleen would prod me to do things even bigger and bolder.
And you were crying.
There were some tears, there were some injuries, there was blood, there was a workman's compensation form.
That's a true story. In future news.
So this is the very first episode of What Will Kurt Do Wednesday. We're going to take you behind the scenes of, and as a matter of fact, it wasn't even called What Will Kurt Do Wednesday at this point.
No.
We just decided, because it was the first day of summer, I think, and we thought we need somebody to go swimming in a pool.
Yep.
On the first day of summer. And Kurt here was really just a volunteer for the show. He was an unpaid member of the show. Mm-hmm. And so, as good friends do, we exploited that further. Yes. And offered him $10.
$10.
If we could find some swimming pool and Kurt would go jump in it.
Yeah.
One of our listeners called us and told us about this woman in the neighborhood that had an in-ground pool.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And said she's hardly ever around. Feel free.
Right.
Just told us how to get there. Go for it.
Jump on in and have a good time.
So Kurt gets there, and this is what he sees.
I'm here.
What's wrong?
The swimming pool.
What's wrong?
It's like a lake.
What do you mean it's like a lake?
It's green.
What?
It's green. You can't see the bottom. There are bugs crawling on the top of it. There are tadpoles lying in the area. And that frog might be dead.
So this lady who called earlier said her neighbor had a pool sent you to a pool that obviously is not kept up?
Seriously, I cannot count how many tadpoles is lining the side right now.
Well, the woman said that this lady isn't very social. Maybe she just hasn't gotten around to cleaning it yet.
All right, I found his. Oh my God, that frog is dead.
Oh goodness.
So the whining had already begun.
It yes.
It's not even in the water yet at that point. Uh-huh.
And also Colleen's huge laughter at my misfortune. That was a very
That became a weekly staple.
Yes, it sure did.
So what were you thinking when you saw the pool, Kurt?
I went over the gate, and I don't know if it was locked or not. I just went over because I didn't want to, you know, break anything. And I remember seeing the pool, and it wasn't a pool. There was no blue to it. It was all this green. It was like a neon green, but also dark. You couldn't see the bottom at all. The top part was green. The bottom was like a dark black. And that's when I started noticing the frogs and the tadpoles. And I'm thinking now there's obviously going to be snakes living at the bottom,
oh,
too.
There could have been.
I know. But as evidence of what we've heard, you didn't care.
No, all we cared about was it was taking too long to get you to actually jump in. The whining continued.
Time's a ticking.
And so finally, we just had to push Kurt to get in the water.
Kurt, you're going in.
All right, Kurt, you're going to jump. You gotta jump, Kurt.
Just close your eyes.
It's like you said, it's like a lake. Just pretend it's Sailorville. Is there anyone around?
There's nobody around right now. The house was silent. I went through a gate.
All right, Kurt.
Which might have been locked. And I'm poking around for live stuff right now.
All right, Kurt.
All right.
All right, Kurt. It's the moment of truth. $10 on the line. Get a good running start. We want to hear a good cannonball.
Just
take the phone with you.
Close your eyes. Hold your breath.
I'm getting back. Seriously, you guys, this could be. All right, if I jump close to the edge, maybe I'll hit the edge and knock myself out. And I won't feel the thing attack me. All right, guys, are you ready?
Yep.
There we go.
Kurt?
Yeah?
You're in the pool.
So,
Curtis, so much whimpering.
I think you were actually sound like you're crying at that point.
And also, I think we have to mention here, you just jumped into a pool with your phone.
With
what
my
did you
phone.
Do with your phone?
I put it in a plastic baggie. My favorite thing in the world, my phone. I simply trusted it was just a Ziploc bag, and not even one of those zip, one that just you push together.
Yeah.
So lots could have gone wrong.
Red
I put my phone
green.
At quite some risk. Yes.
Okay.
So now, Kurt's in the water.
I'm in the water.
Did you feel the bottom? Could you feel the mush in the bottom, or you just avoided touching the bottom?
I don't remember.
Okay. Well, we thought it was over. At this point,
right.
We thought, okay, bit's done. Kurt's in the water. First swim of the summer has happened. But now there was a twist.
Is it mushy at the bottom?
Oh,
guys, shoot.
What's that? We're running. I think we woke some people. I'm going.
She sounded like a bitter old woman, too.
And she was home. She was home.
So okay. What? So this lady just comes running out.
Yeah,
she
they had a.
Out.
It was like a porch above, like an elevated porch. And all of a sudden, she just came right over, and I saw this woman. She yelled, and...
She was not happy.
She was not happy. Why would she be?
Right.
Some strangers jumping in her pool, and you know me, I'm not one for confrontation.
So you just took off.
I took off running and jumped back over the fence and ran into the car and never looked back. I grabbed my shoes on the way.
So, of course, we had a meeting at work afterwards.
Mm-hmm. And the first topic was Ken saying, if you're being chased, don't hang up the phone. We want to hear that. I was new.
But we decided quickly, you know what? I think we could do this as a weekly feature.
Yep.
It wasn't just a few minutes later. We came up with the name, What Will Kurt Do Wednesday? Then voila, we had a bit. And we had a segment we did every week and ended up doing over 250 episodes.
Yes.
So you're going to hear a whole bunch of those over the coming weeks in the Ken Conlin and Kurt What Will Kurt Do Wednesday? What Were We Thinking? Podcast. And next week, as a matter of fact, you're going to hear the one where Kurt mows Keith Murphy's lawn.
And guess who Keith Murphy had never heard of before I showed up?
That's true. Yeah.
No idea who I was.
You've been listening to It's Ken, Colleen, and Kurt's What Will Kurt Do Wednesday? What Were We Thinking?
Found exclusively on the Ken, Colleen, and Kurt podcast.
If you haven't already, go to Apple Podcasts and subscribe, rate, and review this podcast.
Join us tomorrow for more of the Ken, Colleen, and Kurt podcast.